Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective tension tricks in jungle and old-school DNB, a rewind moment that feels gritty, explosive, and authentic, but still stays light on CPU in Ableton Live 12. Now, the big idea here is simple. A rewind should act like punctuation. It's not a whole section you want the listener to settle into. It's a sharp interruption, a hype signal, a hold up. Here comes the drop moment. If it goes on too long, it loses power, so we're going to keep it short, focused, and musically rude in the best way. The smart move is to start with a source that already has energy in it. Don't grab a full busy mix and expect magic. Instead, use a short phrase that feels rhythmic and recognizable. A one-bar break loop is perfect. A ghost snare fill, a bass stab with a vocal chop, or a filtered mini break can work really well too. For jungle, a classic break and sub-stab combo is basically gold. Place that source one bar before the drop, or even half a bar before if you want a more aggressive fake-out. Then, instead of stacking a bunch of real-time effects and stressing the session, resample it to audio. Create a new audio track, name it something like Rewind Print, and record the phrase in cleanly. This is one of the easiest ways to keep CPU low. One audio file is always lighter than a pile of instruments, MIDI devices, and live processing. Once you've got the printed audio, open the clip and shape the motion. Turn warp on. If it's a mixed source, Complex Pro can be useful. If it's more of a drum loop and you want sharper transients, try Beats Mode. For the rewind feel, you'll usually reverse at least part of the phrase. You can reverse the whole thing, or better yet, reverse only a half bar or even just the tail leading into a strong snare hit. That usually sounds more musical and less gimmicky. Now let's build the device chain, and we'll keep it efficient with stock Ableton tools. A solid order is EQ8, saturator, drum bus or redux if needed, auto filter, utility, and maybe a compressor or glue compressor if the result needs a little control. Start with EQ8. The first job is cleanup. High pass the rewind somewhere around 30 to 50 Hz so it doesn't clutter the low end right before the drop. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want more grit and presence, a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz can help bring out the rewind texture. This matters a lot in DNB, because your drop needs that low-end space. Don't let the transition eat the sub. Next comes the real star of the show, saturator. This is where you get the harmonics, the tape-like crunch, and that blown-out rave PA vibe without burning CPU. Start with drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want a smoother vibe, analog clip or soft sine is a great place to start. Then trim the output so you're not clipping the channel. If you want a little extra attitude, turn color on. For old school jungle grit, push the drive harder. For a cleaner modern DNB feel, keep it more restrained and let soft clipping do the work. A really nice move is to automate the drive so it rises right as the rewind peaks. That adds tension without needing another effect. If your rewind includes drums, drum bus is a great stock option. Keep it subtle. A little drive, maybe some transients control if it's too sharp, and very little boom, if any. You want weight and bounce, not a fake sub explosion. Drum bus can make a break rewind feel sampled and aggressive in a really satisfying way. If you want a more damaged old-school edge, you can follow saturator with a bit of redux. Just a touch. Don't destroy the source. A little downsampling or bit reduction can make it feel like it came from an old sampler or a battered rave dub plate. Use it as flavor, not as the main event. Then use auto filter to shape the rewind movement. A low-pass filter sweeping downward during the rewind is a classic move. Set it to 12 or 24 dB low-pass, add some resonance if you want the cutoff to speak more clearly, and automate the cutoff so it closes as the rewind collapses. You can even snap it open again right before the drop lands. That creates a really clear sense of motion and drama. After that, use utility to keep the rewind focused. If it's feeling too wide or facey, reduce the width to somewhere around 70 to 90%. If you want a really centered rewind hit, go mono. Utility is simple, but it's a powerful control for making the transition feel tight and club ready. The next step is the part that keeps this from sounding like just a reversed clip. A real rewind moment usually needs a little extra storytelling. You can add a reverse cymbal leading into it, a snare flam, a short delay throw on the final stab, or even a take stop style pitch fall. Ableton's repitch warp mode can help with that cassette style slowing sensation. A little simple delay or echo on the last fragment can also help the transition feel more alive. The goal is to make it sound like it belongs to the tune, not like a random effects file dropped on top. Now, here's a very important teacher note. Watch the drop return level. If your rewind is too hot, the drop can feel smaller because the peak before it is already too loud. The rewind should build excitement, not steal the whole spotlight. You want the drop to feel like the bigger emotional event. Another key point is to keep the source selective. Reversing a whole busy bar often makes the effect muddy and less readable. A snare tail, a vocal stab, a break fragment, or a short stab phrase usually lands much better. If the rewind sounds flat, reduce perfect symmetry. Tiny timing offsets, a slightly imperfect filter sweep, or a sudden cutoff can make it feel more sampled and less programmed. That slight roughness is part of the charm, especially for jungle and old-school DNB. For extra impact, automate your parameters instead of adding more devices. Drive can rise into the rewind. Filter cutoff can close down. Width can narrow. Clip gain can dip right before the drop. This kind of automation is super CPU friendly and it reads clearly on a big sound system. A nice arrangement shape might be normal groove, then a little surge of saturation at the last half beat, then the rewind with the filter closing and the width narrowing, then a quick day up or hard stop, and then the drop slams back in. Keep the rewind short. One beat, half a bar, maybe one bar at most. In jungle and DNB, momentum is everything. If the rewind lasts too long, it starts acting like a breakdown instead of a punchy interruption. One great trick is to mute the kick and sub during the rewind. That creates a vacuum, so when the drop returns, the impact is way bigger. If your session gets heavy, print the result, consolidate it, freeze and flatten if needed, or resample the finished rewind to audio. That frees up CPU and makes it easier to edit, duplicate, and move into different parts of the arrangement. In bigger DNB projects with layered breaks, bass, atmospheres, and effects, printing transitions early can save your life. Let's talk about a few advanced variations, because this is where the effect gets really tasty. One approach is a dual-layer rewind. Print two layers. One can be the mid-range break texture, and the other can be the short stab or vocal fragment. Then treat them differently. Give one more saturation and filtering, and keep the other narrower and lower in volume. That can create a collage-like rewind that feels bigger without using much more CPU. Another approach is band-specific processing. Instead of treating the whole reversed clip the same way, split it into layers by tone. One layer for low mid body, one for high noisy top, one for transients. Duplicate the clip across tracks. Use EQ to isolate ranges and process each layer lightly. This often sounds larger and more controlled than heavily mangling one track. You can also try a subtle pitch descent on the printed audio. Just a small fall near the end of the rewind can create a really satisfying cassette winding down feel. Pair that with saturation and it gives the whole moment a more physical, hardware-like character. And of course, there is the reverse and restrike combo. Reverse the phrase, then hit it with a sudden forward snare, stab, or crash. That snap back into forward motion is extremely effective in old-school flavor DNB. For darker tunes, lean into grime instead of gloss. Push the saturator a bit harder, keep the filtering slightly band-limited, and let the top end stay rough instead of polished. If you want a more authentic sampled feel, resample a break loop, a vocal tag, a horn stab, or even a vinyl stop-style sound, then mangle then audio with the stock devices. That gives you the impression of an old hardware sample chain, without actually using one. Here's a quick practice challenge. Pick a one-bar break and bass stab phrase. Resample it. Reverse half of it. Then add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Automate the drive up by around 3 to 6 dB. Pull the filter cutoff down over the rewind, and narrow the width from 100 to about 80%. Print the result and place it one bar before the drop. Then mute the bass and sub during the rewind. If you want to level up, make two versions, one dirty jungle rewind and one cleaner modern DNB rewind, and compare how the saturation, filter motion, width, and tail length change the emotional impact. So the big takeaway is this. A great rewind in Ableton Live 12 does not need a massive chain. Resample first. Reverse a short phrase. Saturate with stock devices. Filter for motion. Keep it short. Keep it arrangement aware. And print it when it works. That's how you get a rewind that feels like it belongs in the TuneZone ecosystem, with break, bass, grime, and tension all pulling in the same direction. All right, let's go make that drop feel absolutely massive.